Well, I'm always fucking swearing.
Are those fighting words?
Fucking bitches. Get it.
Welcome to the Topper Sports League Podcast, your home for all things social co-ed football in Western New York. In studio this week, we're back with the spring session. Going around the room, some of the same family-friendly cohorts are here. Joe K, hi. Emily in-house is Val, and in the corner is Sherry.
Typical.
You're not supposed to tell anybody.
The brother might be back this session.
What? No way.
No, he's suspended.
Is he back?
He needs to go get a job.
Not yet.
Definitely needs to go get a job. And we'll get into that later today.
Oh, will we? Fantastic.
Good evening. Welcome. Hello. If you hear my voice, Topper Sports League was supposed to begin. We were supposed to be talking about football, actually, right now. We're not. We're going to talk about snow. We're going to talk about divisions. We're going to talk about this, that, and the other thing. I was going to say arguments as I look to my two lady friends to the left, but they are friends. They're not winning the red poll.
Vote for us.
Yeah, before she was like, don't vote for us, but now she found out she could get a $25 Applebee's gift certificate, and now Curry's all about
from
this.
2011.
Vote for the I feel like that's key. Fight.
We will honor it. We will honor the 2011 gift card.
I'm only fighting if you buy sumo suits.
Okay, can we get to that quickly?
Sure.
Okay, so as you all know, the fight of the century is coming. When is it going to happen? We don't know.
I lost 18-8.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
You both were looking at it every day.
No, I don't have Facebook.
Oh. I feel like it was higher.
My Facebook.
I forgot about that.
Oh, that's right.
Lenny, is that why Emily's in your spam folder?
She's still in my draft folder.
No, now it's like some name written in Arabic. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Didn't you ever get that recovered?
I'll look out for your friend request.
No.
They took that over completely.
Can't you start a new one?
The FBI did not have concerns about my Facebook.
Can't you start a new one?
Yeah, I could, but I gotta start from scratch.
Oh, geez. How long will it take you to get the 14 million friends you probably have?
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, I bet.
Have that many friends.
I mean, I just made one like a month ago, 2 months ago.
And how many friends do you have now?
I don't know. Like, I get the weirdest 12,000. I have to show you guys some
you mean random guys.
Yeah. Like,
12,000, 11,900 are men.
I get like 10 requests a day that I have no mutual friends.
Of course
I don't
you
know
do.
Where these people are.
And they're just like from fucking Norway.
In other news, if she wasn't easy on the eyes, she'd have four. Okay, so let's get back to Emily and Sherry.
Mike Martin still has three.
Yes, he does. And believe it or not, Mike Martin is now friends with Jeremy Byrne. He doesn't know how.
Like, what?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. I don't even know how that happened.
Burr hacked it.
Yes. No.
Jeremy
is
Burr
it possible?
Friend requested
that
me.
Makes sense.
He hacked Mike Martin's account.
I'm not on Facebook. Yeah, but all I know is Mike Martin. I checked his Facebook page for The Godfather, and he's friends with Burr now. He doesn't know how.
Is Mike Martin The Godfather?
No.
What's the name of that guy that like wanted to play in the league but never did, but had like a Facebook account?
CJ
Sanchez. I forgot about that guy.
That one hurts.
I am Captain Ahab, and he is Moby Dick in this example.
We got to find him.
We found him. We had him.
He's the one that got away.
Now that I'm on Facebook, I'm going to search for him.
If you find him, I will love you forever.
I feel like that's a sketchy name.
CJ Sanchez. I feel like he would have a weird beard.
If we're going to set two goals this season, goal number one is we're going to find CJ Jason Sanchez.
Again?
Goal number two is I must speak with girl on crack.
That's a big one.
That's
it. You know what? Everybody's seen her but you.
I forgot about that
against her.
If you see her, call me. Get a sign. Call planed. I mean, put red smoke in the air. I don't care.
Does anyone remember her running into this? It was one of the guys.
She
ran
into an invisible person.
But she ran right into the guy and then turned around and screamed at him.
Look out, motherfucker.
Standing there. And she was the one that ran into him.
The
it
best was
awesome.
When she was rushing and ran into her own end zone. That was my... The top moment.
Or the quarterback said go and she ran backwards.
Yes, that's the best one.
Yeah. It was great.
I mean, they might have called a reverse. We don't know.
I'm going to cry.
Lenny, you're just not meant to meet.
Well, maybe you should go down to field 5 and you wouldn't miss this stuff.
You know, I was laughing with Topper Saturday.
Prejudice.
I haven't crossed the line where field 3 meets field 4 literally in 3 years.
Listen,
you're the one preaching that people need to stop being all about D1 and
nobody's
love all
D1.
Division.
D1 well, I stand sucks. In the middle of fields and I wave.
At this point, it's D3.
Yes.
Lenny, you'll be down nice at field be. 5 when I'm down there with Russ.
Well, we actually have a thought, and look out for it. If we do get the golf cart, I've been telling people this. We're going to, hopefully it's going to happen this year. It's going to be called Take a Lap. And essentially what we're going to do is Joe K and I are going to be in a golf cart.
Yeah.
And we're going to get our guest each week, and we're just going to hit you with like 10 rapid-fire questions, and we're going to take a lap around the fields, and it's going to be called Take a Lap. So it could could be about anything.
Do you get
question.
Free beer on
is,
that?
Is the golf cart going to have a dashboard cam?
We're hoping to. Awesome. Yes, we do have one. It's in Joey Bat's Cadillac right now. Yep. If we can get it back, and Joey Bat's is kind enough, we will have that too. Question.
Does the golf cart serve alcohol on that lap?
If need be, it will.
Okay.
If need be, it will.
Will Mary Poppins be on said golf cart?
Well, it depends. If it's past 12 o'clock, I'm going to say no.
Intern Julia said she would be willing to come back.
Oh, I remember her. She was nice.
She was nice. She did say she wants to
If it's at 10 o'clock, what time does Mary Poppins usually leave? Like 12:30, 1 o'clock?
Depends when they play.
Okay, so she plays at 12. She's gone at 1:02.
Hootie and the Brofish is a fantastic
Oh, my God. Bro for MVP. I'm calling it right now.
Bros the Bomb. Right? You guys don't know how much we advocated for them to have that team name.
Awesome. What was it going to be?
It was going to be Crush. And then
Lame.
I asked Lenny and Topper to just change it on the schedule and everything.
Yeah.
Because that's what they initially
said.
That's
how you abuse your power. That's what
be.
I like to see there.
Yep. Well, they've got a little Battaglia thing going. So they have one brother who thinks he's Joey Battaglia, and poor Bro is like Brother Nero. But Brother Nero is, like, Bro is actually the star of the brothers. So we're going to bring the story into the forefront this year where Bro's going to get his just deserve.
Hmm. Okay.
He should.
We're going to make it happen. Godfather, actually, if you read the article on toppersports.com, he went into it a little bit this week. He talked about Bro.
Yes, he did.
He talked about the dynamic. Apparently, I guess it hit a couple people on that team, and one's pretty pissed off. Not named Eric Kleckler, of course, but someone's a little upset right now, and that's okay. That's okay.
I love it.
So stay tuned. We'll be getting back to it. And back to our friends Sherry and Emily. So where we're at right now, and Emily Curry, I'm going to put you on the spot right now. I talked to our friend Sherry earlier today, and she said this. She says, listen, we're friends. We're not going to fight. And I was like, okay, fine. I believe you. Yeah, okay. Wink, wink. But when we got done with that, she said, listen, Len, if you get sumo suits, I'll fight Emily in sumo suits.
Oh, yeah, I would do that.
Okay. Do we have music for, oh, my God, it is so on in sumo suits?
No, I mean, that's pretty specific.
Do we get, like, a wrestling ring, too? I mean, I want to go to the full 9 yards.
Do you want a wrestling ring?
I want the
Tell me what you want to happen.
That would be cool.
Yes,
absolutely.
Spent more
instead of Drunk Bowl this year, we're doing Emily and Sherry in sumo suits, and we are
First
fighting.
Off, we
Wait, can that just be, like, the opener?
4 o'clock game. It's the
4 o'clock Or we could do that. I actually asked Lenny if we could do a bonfire this year, too, so we got to figure that out.
A what?
A bonfire.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Sumo suits?
I mean,
would you guys use those plastic jousting things?
We're all there until 3 in the morning anyways.
Do you have American Gladiator?
I think the
jousting. Or is it just sumo suits?
Why can't it be both?
What plastic
jousting? You know they have those rubber jousty things you can hit each other with?
They're like foam gladiator things that you go like that.
Giant Q-tips?
And it looks like a cute DM.
Yes.
Emily, okay. Can I be the blue guy?
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Red is my favorite color.
Thank
Actually,
God.
Actually, Emily, tell her no.
Why?
Let's start this right.
Do you remember? Wait a second.
No, Sherry, you cannot be blue.
I'm actually pissed because I heard.
Debate.
Yeah, I actually heard that the blue this year for Breakfast Club is royal blue and not turquoise.
Yeah.
And last year Topper said that the color was going to be blue, and he pulled out turquoise shirts, and I was pissed.
You mean when we were gold, but we were actually mustard?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
do you remember that?
Yeah, I can't forget it.
It was awful.
In my brain.
And Topper totally was like, yeah, and he was like, oh, no, this is gold and blue, and it was mustard and turquoise.
Like, I think the team I'm on is iron gray, which probably means it's going to be like black.
I even felt bad for Vale because she picked green, and it was like a pine tree. Green.
This year,
it
wasn't lime even shock.
You are not going to get lime. It's going to be orange.
Yeah, well,
Kelly was pissed. She wanted lime.
And if you don't know what they're talking about, 2 years ago, we changed our Breakfast Club captains to all females, and it seemed to work pretty well, unless you played Terrell Pagano's team, obviously.
Hey.
And what we did was we spent probably, about 40 minutes debating colors 2 years ago.
I threw
and
a fit.
Once Sherry got done throwing her fit, we started the draft, which took about 30 minutes. This year, we had 6 new captains. Not all new. A couple were the same. And it took us, 3 minutes to do colors?
Probably.
Yeah. And the draft itself took about 17 minutes. So,
in fairness, Topper narrowed our options a lot.
Yeah, he said, here's 6, pick from them.
And they were not 6 great colors.
No, they weren't.
Even the purple was bad. Do you remember Chelsea's purple? It was like grape. It wasn't even like an awesome purple.
No, when I think purple, that's the purple, I think. What do you want, like a lavender?
Is that my phone? Who is it? Anyone?
Lenny, answer it live. Answer it live, Len. Answer it live, Len.
Oh, freaking mom.
He would be the first strange man to answer her phone.
Yeah,
he doesn't even know how to ignore the iPhone.
No.
Silence
Still
phone,
going, Len. That's what that sounds
What's an
is.
iPhone?
Nobody's watching American
Push
Beauty.
Push the volume button. Yeah.
It's okay.
He's not going to find that.
All right. She hung up.
Oh, and Sherry, you have 37 texts?
Probably.
From 6 gentlemen suitors. So anyways, back to football. So
it's not a date. It's just sushi.
Oh, boy.
Listen, unless you leave your toothbrush there, you're not dating.
All right, let's get into this.
Wait
it's something
a minute.
We want to talk about. We're not going to talk about who. We're not going to talk about why.
Yes,
but with our round table discussion here. So you're with somebody. And are you dating at the point where your toothbrush is at their house? Or see, we maintained before we had a friend, and we're not going to say his name.
Okay.
And he was, we think, dating a girl. And she wasn't sure if they were or not, but they hung out. They spent time together. They participated in the coitus a lot. She maintains they weren't dating. He maintains they were. And we were trying to say to ourselves, well, are they or aren't they? Now, Sherry said, well, did she leave her toothbrush there? And I said, well, come on. After you've had a coitus a couple times and you talk to each other on a regular basis, usually you're dating at that point, right?
It depends how you introduce said person.
Or, like, you have to establish that ground. Like, are we dating or are we not? You can't just assume.
Yeah, you can't be a pussy about it.
So today, if I'm understanding you correctly, you start talking to somebody, and let's say you talk, out of their 7 days a week, you talk five via text or all your silly social media things. And you see each other 2 days a week. You probably have sex once, well, one day, two or three times.
Oh.
In the beginning.
Shit.
Are you dating that person now, or is that just a thing?
Not until they, like, I feel like the guy has to, like, make it official. Like, you have to ask and establish
he introduces you,
like,
as
going
my
steady
girlfriend.
Steady and Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, like, just because you're hooking up doesn't mean you're dating.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's
you
not, you don't get, like,
somebody.
A token. Like, you don't say, here's a jacket, we're dating now. Like, it's not like back in the 50s when you were, like, here's my varsity jacket.
No.
Right.
No.
No.
Don't get the class ring anymore.
Maybe you get a wooden coin to come back next week for free.
Oh, okay, so he has to introduce you when you go out to the friends. He has to introduce you as girlfriend.
Yeah, it's an honor.
Right.
Like, if your mom calls
you
says, hey, you're going to, like, your grandmother's birthday party, do you want to bring anybody? If you don't instantaneously think of that person, you're not dating them.
Yeah, but what if it's, like, 2 months in?
Well,
okay,
then pretty easy.
You at least need to have a conversation. All right, we're not ready to be in a full-blown relationship, but I'm not seeing anyone, you're not seeing anyone. We just
That's
don't
dating.
Have those obligations of, like, family parties and shit.
Okay, because I'm obviously older than a lot of you guys. So
no way.
In the younger... Answer me this. So if you're not dating, does that mean you can have coitus with anybody then? So, like, do people literally have coitus with one person on Monday, one person on Wednesday, one person on Friday?
And you leave the toothbrush
in
the
car. And someone gets pissed.
Yeah.
Our generation is fucked up with relationships.
That's what I'm trying to say. So, like, if you and I go out on Monday and then you can screw somebody on Wednesday and it's okay?
Well, here's the thing. People...
Okay, I don't get that.
It's not a black and white answer.
Right.
It's never black and white. We're talking about men and women right now. It's not about color.
God, Emily. Got to bring race and everything. All right.
Listen, people get weird if you say you're dating. They get weird and they go the other way. And then people get weird if you're not dating and you're hooking up with other people.
That was going to be my
next
question.
So either way, like, people get weird.
So what happens, if I introduce you as, okay, you're my girlfriend, and then you don't think we're dating, like, what happens then?
Well, it's weird. Like, you just can't see other people, I guess.
You have to have a conversation, what are we, before you introduce someone as someone.
Okay, it's got to be a conversation. Like, you can't exchange emails or letters.
No. Email's not the way to go.
Okay.
Face to face.
You should have that conversation like
handwritten
a couple
letter.
Weeks into
this. Is getting somebody's phone number, Vale, I'm going to ask you this. Is getting somebody's phone number like on a, I don't know, like a football list and asking them out, is that okay? I mean, No.
No, don't be a pussy. Ask for it yourself.
Call you later.
Yeah, that's creepy.
So don't call Stegmeyer.
PSA, ask for someone's phone number yourself.
Don't ask Stegmeyer for the girl's number to go out.
Just don't pull
it. Don't get it off of a Topper Sports League email list.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
We're learning things today, people. Question, Sherry.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Just don't do one of those weird glow hockey walk-up eye contact
God,
things.
I am nailing with inside jokes today. There's some people that are laughing right now. Sherry, what'd you say?
I can't repeat it.
What'd you say?
She said don't go up and do a weird eye thing.
Oh.
The glow hockey.
did we just say a name? Did we just create a name for that?
Yeah, I mean,
that
I said it all sensually for a reason.
Great.
The problem is like our generation lacks social skills. So
that's why you guys swipe.
So
people
don't know how to have face-to-face conversations. It's all behind a screen. And then
pussies.
When people get in, like, have a real face-to-face conversation, they, like, don't know how to talk.
Pussies.
I have to teach people in therapy every day how to communicate.
So let's ask you guys that are on the couch right now.
Yeah.
Think about your last three relationships. Did that person walk up to you and talk, or was it introduced, or did you swipe?
I walked up and talked.
Okay,
yeah,
did you do it, or did they do it? Emily, we'll start with you.
What
it was kind of like a mutual thing, like a social situation.
Okay.
It wasn't like a really huge deal.
Okay. Sherry, I'm assuming the internet...
No, definitely not.
They shut that part of Craigslist down.
I took that ad down a while ago.
Same thing for you then, Sherry?
Because I won't talk to somebody if it's not, like, face-to-face. If you're, like, creepy and contact me, I don't know. I actually just learned what slide into your DM meant, like, a couple weeks ago. And that just creeps me out.
Still don't know.
Vale's going to ask the question for all of us.
Okay, so I learned that sliding into your DM, because I kept seeing these, like, memes, and I'm like, I would never laugh because I never knew what it meant. And my 11-year-old nephew, by the way, told me that sliding into your DM means sliding into your direct messages.
Meaning correct. Someone messages so you like, on Instagram.
Yes, yeah, so you go into
Twitter,
like the direct.
Or
yeah, I just got
Facebooks.
Instagram like
yeah, so
a weeks
that's
ago,
what that
so.
Means, which is kind of creepy because you get like weirdos that message you all the time. It's like, don't talk to me. I don't know. It's creepy.
I think that's just part of being a woman on social media.
Yeah, right it's weird.
Yeah,
get
and
a
good
life.
Looking. Like, if you weren't good looking, I bet you wouldn't have these
but
problems.
But get a
no,
life.
I don't think
like,
that's part of it.
Really? I think it is.
Dude,
I think better looking women have
everywhere.
Way more problems.
Dudes are creeps.
But do you
it
think that,
matter.
Like, any guy out there and to everybody listening, you can't just message a girl online right. and be like, hey, you're beautiful. That's cool, because I could be the greatest bitch you've ever met. So what, I don't understand.
That's what literally, this is what goes through my head when I get a weird message from a stranger, like, hey.
Stranger danger.
Like, let's someone message me at 1 a.m. that I don't even know. Let's go out to breakfast. What,
like
what
the
is,
next, like,
what is going through your head when you send that message? Do you really think I'm gonna, I don't even know you. I'm gonna
question.
Wake up.
No, Lenny has an
I'm
answer.
Gonna,
and the
I'm gonna wake
coitus.
Up in the middle of the night and be like, oh,
no, no, I
let
have
me
a serious
go
question.
I
with
should
this
go to
really
this random
creepy person.
Bar
I am hungry.
I already know what Lenny's gonna
like,
say.
Like, I'm gonna end up with my fingers chopped off hanging from the peace bridge.
That is
I wanna get back to breakfast. Are we talking chicken and waffles? Are we talking like omelets?
Pancakes.
Flapjacks.
Are we talking?
I said pancakes, but I really doubt someone's intentions at 1 a.m.
Let's eat those
is
pancakes.
Breakfast.
What kind of pancakes?
I'm not gonna lie. If somebody called me at 1 a.m. and wanted to have chicken and waffles, I probably would make myself available.
Call
Lenny,
me at
because
1 a.m.
you're a rare gem,
and I am a diabetic.
You're a diamond.
Lenny,
you
would
rough.
Definitely make yourself available at 1 a.m. for pancakes.
How funny would that be? On it, just real quick. So some girl texts me at 1 a.m. and be like, "Hey, you want to have breakfast?" And we literally are at the restaurant having chicken and waffles, and she's got this look on her face like, "What the fuck? He's actually eating breakfast."
And then you just like thank her for the meal.
Yeah,
and
then I gotta go.
Between the lines.
It's great, but it is past my bedtime.
Wait a second. Lenny, you and I have had breakfast at 1 a.m.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, and then he almost died.
You got the damn bill, too, and
dude,
I'm still mad about it.
I fucking saved him, okay?
You did.
Wait.
I was
with Chelsea.
She paid the bill?
Yeah, they got my money.
Yeah, paid.
You're so pissed.
I know.
In my defense,
I
thought I was having a heart attack, and I was holding my heart.
To be fair, you were probably having a heart attack.
Dude, I was like a year into nursing school, and Lenny's like dying in front of me. And I was like, we got to get out of here. And he's like all worried about the bill. I'm like, can you just
leave? I really was.
No, that sounds 100% exactly how it would go.
I was mad. Literally, before we started singing and we're the three best friends going down Walden at 90, I literally was holding my heart, yelling at them about the bill.
In your, what do you drive, a Yukon or a Tahoe? Or yeah, I'm doing 95 down a 30. Trying to get him to the hospital,
oh
thinking I'm the EMS here.
So moral scary. Of the story is, to Emily's point, I'm sorry, but if somebody does want to have breakfast, sometimes some people do.
No, the real point of the story is develop social skills and don't be a pussy and talk to someone face to face.
And
up,
it's
boys.
Okay to have breakfast at 1 a.m.
So
it is okay.
I think it's very important to stress that.
I'll have breakfast any time of the day.
It's
or night.
It is my favorite meal, personally.
Yeah, it is.
Unless breakfast you meet them in awesome. Person, though. You're not going to have breakfast with
prior
a stranger.
Prior knowledge of the person.
I got to throw this out there, though, real quick. Is chicken and waffles breakfast or lunch or dinner?
Why can't it be
I
all?
Think it's breakfast.
I think it can be anything. Yeah. It just depends on the time
are you
of
putting
you're
maple syrup on it?
It depends.
Then breakfast.
Well, I think you're putting hot sauce on your chicken
then
and
I don't
maple
know.
Syrup on your waffles?
No. Oh,
there's so much going on here.
Would you put maple syrup on chicken?
You're giving me a stomach ache.
Yeah. Yep. Lloyd's maple makes a taco. Chicken.
Yes, they do, and it's delicious.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And it's got fried chicken in it and all this other stuff, and there's syrup in it, and it
there's
sounds
waffle
gross,
pieces.
But it's so good. Yeah, waffle pieces. It's so good.
I got way too excited for
it's
that.
It's called, like, the Dirty South or something.
Yep.
Sounds
this
like
is awesome.
It.
Well,
sounds scandalous.
We're obviously off track, and that's okay.
No, we didn't
what
really
track
have
are we on?
Yeah. Show me the.
We're on a train track to nowhere. We've been on it since 2011.
We're going to talk about the games on Saturday.
Yes.
What fucking games?
Whoa.
Yeah. So
swearing.
What's going on with that?
We're not having games. People don't show up to the field.
Uncle Topper sent out an email today to everybody, basically saying that we're going to cancel the 21st. So we're hoping to start on the 28th.
Cool.
It's looking like we're going to go, unfortunately, into the July 4th weekend. There's really not much we can do. There's still a good chance we could lose a week in between there, so it might even go to the 14th. So we're doing the best we can. Have patience with us, folks. There is a lot of work. There's a lot of scheduling. You know, it's just not as easy as saying we're going to lose this week or do that. I mean, there's 56 teams, and I can't tell you. A topper showed you, Joe. We were out Saturday. We had lunch together, and the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of schedule requests he gets, you have think, oh, we'll just move it a week or two. You have no idea. The topper goes insane with the amount of requests that he gets. So we're doing the best we can.
Get requests now.
My invite.
We try to help.
Must have got lost in the mail, right?
Well, if you were a Breakfast Club captain, then maybe you would have got an invite.
I know.
But I'm not one to talk. She didn't hear that from me.
I knew if I was a Breakfast Club captain that I wouldn't get blue, so.
But guess what happened?
You would have got
Molly
blue.
Morgan's okay now.
I love Molly.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
And she got
like,
blue.
We're okay.
Shout out to Molly Morgan.
Molly Morgan before, she kind of frustrated me a little bit, and I never really told her that, but I didn't understand some
does she
of the,
listen
how
to this?
She was wired. I don't know if she does or not.
Yeah, I'm about to find out.
I'll tell her next time I see her. But
well,
now,
that's a very serious
I got your
space.
Back, Molly.
I got a chance to talk to Molly a little on Saturday. You know what? She's a really nice girl. She's got a nice way about her.
Yeah.
Molly Morgan and Topper, myself, we all went and had lunch. We had a couple drinks. We had a blast.
Baccio gave Molly a bad rap.
I'm not going
to
say
anybody who talks
say that.
To Baccio gives that. They just get the bad.
Yeah. You just automatically get the bad.
If you go to Topper Sports LLC on Facebook and you see that Elmo with their hands up in the air, that was Molly Morgan wearing
the
Elmo outfit. So yay, Molly Morgan.
She's one of my favorite peeps.
She's okay now. I like her. Not that I didn't hate her before, but sometimes there were some things I did, but we're okay now.
Lenny
you know
was
what
Lenny.
My first memory, the first day I met her, was outside. Everybody was like drinking at the bar.
Sounds accurate.
And she had to drive home. And
still
like all
accurate.
These guys, I think you were one of them, Dave Walter.
I think
all these
you
people,
were one
they
of
were
them.
Like trying to like force shots down her throat, and she's like, she was very timid, like, no, I have to drive, and
that's
they're like,
false,
they're acting like it's elementary school peer pressuring, like shots, and I was like, shut the fuck up, everybody. If she doesn't want to drink, she doesn't have to. Fuck off.
No, because you'd have talked to me that way, I would have slapped you.
Well, I said it
meekly behind a tree.
I think I said it to Dave Walter, Tommy, award winning Tommy. Tommy Hughes, a couple other people. Tommy,
so were we at
Tommy
the cobblestone?
No, we were at the outside bar. But that's how we met. I advocated for
Speaking
her.
Speaking of Molly Morgan, I asked her to sub in on our team in the fall, and we didn't have anyone to play, and I grabbed Molly a couple times and had her play, and she really like held her own out there.
I gotta be honest with you,
like,
from a football standpoint,
sucked, like, she
talk
she
about a girl
awesome.
That started, you know, kind of at the bottom and worked her way through. Like, but she was playing for Collegiate Solar. And she was...
No, she was on Salino.
Or Salino. Yeah, nobody even knew who she was. And she went from D6, and she went up to, I think, a D3 team, and now she played for Crush, and she played for
now
tight ends,
D1,
I think.
Right?
Yeah, now she's playing D1, and
dude, props
good
to
for
Molly
her.
Morgan.
She's improved every year. And,
absolutely.
And, hey, that's why... Tammy, that happened to her. Tammy, when Tammy first started this league, Tammy literally couldn't even catch a football. She was terrible.
You guys should see Tammy now.
I know, she's that's what I'm trying
the,
to say.
No, now she's under the coaching staff of the Brunette squad, and Tammy's catching slants, like hand catching. Is bringing it in like she's killing it.
Girl is intelligent as they come, and she knows how to play football.
She's coachable. They'll tell her like specific things, and
yeah,
she
she's
does
a good
them.
Listener.
Yeah, she's doing a good job.
So congratulations to her.
Yeah, Tammy's awesome.
Yep, and well, Vale, we're gonna get to you. So one of the big
stories. Sorry, Vale, for taking the 25-minute start here.
One of the important questions and one of the important things we're going to talk about, we're actually going to have a weekly round panel discussion on this, is
I love this.
So
wait, speaking of that picture you just had of Elmo and Cookie Monster, what happened to me and Osika fighting?
Well, you never did it.
Yeah, you bail on everything.
You bailed.
I did not bail.
You
I
totally
said
bailed.
From the get go.
You didn't show up for it.
I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I raced. Who did I race in the drunk bowl? In a sprint that I fell flat on.
Jay German, wasn't it?
Jay German. That was a different day.
Oh, man.
And you and Osika can be Cookie Monster and Elmo anytime you want. We have the costumes.
Well, I told him I was going to tackle him, so that's got to happen.
So, Vale, football's your thing. Many people call you the first lady of football right now. You've been knocking it out of the park for a few seasons now. Well, your one sister shows up. Everything's okay. Great. She doesn't talk like you do. It's good. Now, rumors are swirling that there is a second sister, and she's going to come to football, and she will be playing, I think, for McKenzie Agency.
Yep.
And we've decided that each week we're going to actually hand out the best Burnell Award, and by week 11, we're going to pick a champion. Are you happy about this? Are you aggravated? Do you feel threatened? Like, what are you thinking about this?
Vale wasn't the problem.
What is that picture?
Oh, God. No, I'm excited about it. Like I said, like you said, like, I'm all about football. My sisters, well, Diana doesn't get it yet because she hasn't really been a part of it. And, you know, she joined the league and we got rained out twice. So what does that have to say about her? Leah is on Joe K's team. And
she's the one that doesn't talk a lot.
Leah, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I don't know her very well.
Leah talks.
Yeah.
As soon as you...
To me.
I tried to talk to her once and I quit.
Yeah.
And I did. I literally looked at her and said, I quit. And I walked away.
Is this another Denise situation?
No. Literally, you remember? You introduced me to her. And I said, I'm trying way too hard. This isn't working. So I walked away.
Yeah, no, she's a tough egg to crack. But once she does get talking, she's
doesn't shut up.
Yeah.
Okay, so. This is a good thing. So she has potential.
And Diane is going to be the same way. She's going to be super shy at first. And then...
Well, I'm going to ask you flat out. If you had to handicap the odds right now, give me, handicap the field. What are the odds? Val, was it Diana and Leah? Okay, give us handicap odds on each one.
I don't know how odds work.
Well, 2-1, 3-1, who's going to win? You got this easy?
I'm at like 2-1.
Okay, so you're easy money.
Yeah.
Okay, who's number 2?
I would go, Diana is probably 5-1, and Leah is 10-1.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first.
Accurate? You know
both. I would think that's fair.
Yeah.
If we start a sports book, we're going to honor those
if
bets.
Diana's going to come and hang out at the bar and just get silly.
Travis and I are who ride home, so.
Oh,
so they're definitely going to be there, is what you're saying.
So what you're saying is Leah's all of your ride home eventually.
So you're saying Leah's the dark, or Diana's
unless
the dark horse.
Uber.
Yeah.
We're going to have to Uber a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
And don't be afraid to call Uber people.
Again, we should be sponsored by Uber.
We should be, because we use it a lot.
It's amazing.
No, Leah doesn't drink, so that's why her odds are low.
Which, recreational drugs?
No, nothing.
Okay, so somebody's got to ask.
I guess it's good to know.
Yeah, no, she's a straight shooter.
How does she have fun then? Like, she just...
We go to dress up like 80s rock stars and go to...
I saw those pictures. Those were awesome. That was great.
It probably took 7 seconds for you guys to put together, too. I feel like you already had those costumes queued
just
up.
Just sitting aside somewhere.
Wardrobe.
That was awesome.
Some family party.
Yeah.
Dude, going to see a band with Vail is the best.
It gets crazy.
Are you crazy when you go out to those things?
It's
East Aurora Music Fest.
The East Aurora Music Festival. I went with her. We rocked out. It was great.
Yeah.
It's good times.
It's going to be fun again this year. June 9th.
Be there, be square.
Yeah.
And hopefully by then we'll be playing football.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll have like a sunny day by then.
We'll have a sun? Whoa, what?
Just a sun.
And once again, toppersports.com. And listen to our podcast, because I think once a week we're going to pick and... probably there'll be cash and prizes for the winner, as always. We'll figure something out. I don't know what it's going to be
there
yet.
Better be. You say that. Better you, be. Know, you know you're not going to win just because of who's running it, right?
Well, would they go to the banquet? So I had two ideas. It's funny you brought that up going into this season. So one of the ideas was, you know how we have best Tommy Hughes?
Mm-hmm.
I want to give an award for best Burnell.
Yeah, but not if I'm not going to win.
Well, no, that's going to be the funny part. Everybody's going to think you're going to win, so you're never going to win.
Is Travis eligible?
No, it's going to be the three sisters. And then...
Is Travis going to take your last name if you get married?
Absolutely.
Well, he might
hyphenate, but
we're not sure yet. To take it.
He's not going to take your name.
And then
Come
wait
on.
For it. I'm going to do an award. We're going to call it Best Brother. So maybe we'll get brother. Bro. We'll get Brother Nero. We'll get every brother that's been slighted by his other brother.
Wait a second.
And we'll get them up there.
Who's Val's brother?
I don't have a brother.
I didn't think so.
No, you have to be slighted by your brother.
Brother. Why
it's
got to
be bro. It's got to be Brother Nero and somebody else. And then we're going to give out the award for best brother.
My brother comes to watch my football.
No,
game
maybe
sometimes.
It'll be one of the. It'll be the other Eastern Bloc guy. Maybe Harris.
Harris is the one in Breakfast Club this time around.
Yeah, maybe Harris, Brother Nero, and Bro will be
Ben
in for best.
Ben Stack's brother used to play in the league.
No.
That doesn't help us.
But
other people's brothers.
He has
used
10
to play.
Brothers.
Gordon's brother. And there we go. Gordon's brother.
Sweet.
Brother Nero and Bro. We got this.
Okay.
Gordon's Isn't there a bunch
brother.
Of Kellers?
Gordon's brother might be MVP, too.
Like brother,
no, they're all cousins.
Oh, yeah, they're not siblings.
Aww. We could get to that real quick.
I bet
quick.
We can find brothers.
And the Kellers, believe it or not, they have text. I mean, Jim, we got to figure out a way to do this. The whole Keller clan wants to come in. The father. Yeah.
They're overdue.
Slim. Kevin Keller wants to come.
He sucks.
Junior. They also want to bring 40-year plan guy and Katie Keller with them, because hopefully we can make a love connection.
They'll just share a microphone.
40-year plan guy bought us tequila shots at the banquet. I finally met him.
Was he awesome?
Yeah.
Does he have a 40-year plan?
No.
He didn't have a notepad or a clip pad.
When you did shots with 40-year plan guy, did Katie Keller get jealous? Like, was she veering from
No, she was sitting right next to me.
How did that make her feel inside?
He bought shots for us.
Oh, and her?
She's in the us.
Oh, okay. So he used you guys as a weapon to get... Okay.
I think so.
Oh, it was all part of his plan. The guy's a genius.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really working.
Is there more people trying to fight Emily?
No, just you.
Just
it's only you.
Don't worry. You're the only one on that list.
I want to be the only one.
No, you guys will have your day.
Thank God.
Or what if we did that thing where you play soccer in the, like, big...
In the bubble?
Blow up bubble?
Way harder than it looks.
Hamster wheels?
No, they're like giant inflatable bubbles. Okay. I played it once. Those things are heavy.
I'm already like a hot person. I'm going to be sweating by the end of that.
Can we fill them up with helium and like if one gets hit and bounces, like they could fly into the air or something?
And then you get out and you're
no,
like,
we know
oh
that's a
no-fly
zone. You can't do it.
Lenny, I'll be gone.
Oh, no, there goes Sherry.
Knowing my luck, I'll just be gone.
That'd be kind of funny, actually.
I'll land on the runway.
Yeah. Well,
it's
Molly
so
Morgan
close.
Because she's tiny. So yeah, she was like literally just,
soaking
like,
wet.
She's so tiny.
She
I played
so
that with
away.
My rugby team, and I thought I was going to die.
Oh, my God.
Well, in some way, shape, or form, people, you're going to have your wish. Emily and Sherry are going to fight somehow. Whether it's sumo, whether it's
like
hamster
you say,
wheels.
You people will have your wish. Like, it's not a complete
you
thing
people.
From the mind of Elba.
It's not. You know what? All I did was the guy who talked about it.
Yeah.
We all know
repeatedly
we're
to every person
it.
In
because
the league.
Because we're all thinking it.
You had an obsession. Every
I did not have an obsession.
You walked up to every person at football. Hey, do you know Emily? Do you know Sherry? They're going to fight. Hey, there's Emily. She's going to fight Sherry. There's Sherry.
And
she's going to punch Emily in the face.
And you know what happened when you two people, walked away? They looked at me and said, yeah, it looks like it's going
to
happen.
No, then everybody flocks over to me and Sherry. Are you going to
really,
fight?
Yo, bitches, you throwing
the
down?
The best part
you
is
really
they
like,
not like each other.
Win,
they think
win.
We're the most like two-faced people on the planet, too.
Win,
like,
win.
I see Emily. I'm like, Em, what's up? I give her a hug. And everyone's like, you two-faced bitch.
Because you started a whole thing.
And I turn around, they're like, don't you hate her? I'm like,
yep.
No.
Yep.
Again, 26 people did vote on the poll, so.
Yeah, in a matter of minutes.
Lenny, I got a lot of text messages coming through.
Good.
Anyone important?
Yeah, no,
one of them says,
swinging dicks.
Can't believe everybody voted for Emily. You can totally beat her up.
From Lenny Elbow.
Thank you. That gave me the confidence.
Yeah. Sincerely,
Glowacki. I feel great.
So,
no, he's on the outs. He's not my friend anymore.
Okay.
I was going to say he probably voted for you.
Mm-mm. Not after our last conversation.
Ooh. What was that last conversation?
I told him I didn't want to go on a date with him, so he told me he can't be friends with me.
Seems
rude.
Fair. Just,
rude.
He broke his heart. What can you expect?
I mean, whatever.
Suck
keep
it up.
Break.
You got the best.
Suck it up.
These things happen. So let's spend
Mariah
a minute.
Carey.
We'll talk about our divisions.
We have divisions? We have a league.
We
I
do.
Forgot about that.
Now, I'll tell you a funny one. At the end of the year, a lot of you may or may not remember, Topper was in a very dark place. And
yeah, he hated
it was,
everyone.
I'm not going to lie. Usually, I'm the one that threatens that I'm going to leave. Topper literally called me. He's like, I don't know if I'm going to do this. He was literally really aggravated after the banquet, which really was a good time. But he had told me going into this, he goes, I think this thing's getting near the end. We're probably going to have 38, maybe 40 teams if we're lucky. Well, fast forward to today, and
boom,
56 freaking teams are here. How crazy is that?
Yep.
It's accurate.
We have, I believe, 8 teams in D1. We only have 6 teams in D2.
Very confusing.
Joe K., we're going to go to you.
Oh, hey.
There are many people who looked at the schedule and they've been quiet grumbles that Bullet Club and Topper's team are stacked and should be in
to
an
be
18
fair,
D2.
Nobody looked at the schedule and even knows who's on my roster unless Lenny Elba.
People are talking.
Whisper it to them.
People yeah. are talking right now.
People are talking like Lenny's spreading your personal business.
Oh, I don't really care.
Is somebody's roster personal business?
No.
Until it's posted for the public.
Oh, would you stop?
It's not posted for the public.
Right.
Is there a website I can go on and see who's on each team?
Ooh, get him.
Nope.
No.
Yeah, Emily, shut that motherfucker down.
I can't. It's not personal business. It's just a football roster.
My team
it is personal
stacked.
Business because only you and Topper know.
Only Topper knows. He kind of tells me sometimes. He's like, you're never going to believe who's on Bullet Club.
Yeah, because that's just the smokescreen for who's on his team.
Which is funny because then I go, well, who's on your team? And then he told me, then I go, how do either one of you look in the mirror each day?
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I mean,
we have basically the same team. Like, we lost Lou and we lost Chad.
Who never showed up.
That's false. He showed
Where's
up more
Lou?
Last year than ever. He just bailed on it. I think he's playing with just his team.
What's his team? Full oh, throttle. The 85 team?
Four.
So he left. And then...
And Travis and Zach, who
and
show up every week.
Yeah, and they showed up. Well...
Both very solid football players.
Plus, we're losing Gordon, who's obviously the heart and soul of the team.
Obviously.
Where's Gordon going?
Gordon's still in the military, so for the entire month of May, he has to go sit in the swamps of Louisiana with the other kid on our team, Danny, so we're losing those two for most of the
Can
season.
Can I ask you a question? And
no.
It was brought up on the website.
You can't.
Matty Ice and Gordon, is that for real or is that a work?
You know, the problem... All right, so Matty and Gordon are two of my best friends in the world, and they share a similar trait on, like, the sports battlefields where they're both just, like, total douchebags at times when it gets really intense. Mm-hmm. And when those two people go to head-to-head like that, they just... It's fuck you, fuck me, fuck
we
you.
All,
and then
we
it's just
all saw what happens when that,
yeah.
they go head-to-head.
So that's basically what it is just they're both intense people who want to win football games, and... Hilarity ensues. I don't know.
Can I throw a question out there?
Nope.
Do you think Matty Ice and Gordon would be the undercard for Emily Sherry 1?
No, because Matty wouldn't fight. He's a lover.
You know what? I will say my first interaction with Gordon when I played in D3, he like laid me out and I had such a fat lip for like a week.
So let me get this straight. Gordon gave you a fat lip. The dude on Buffalo almost knocked
yeah!
you unconscious.
I did knock her unconscious.
Joe K said, don't get on the train when the tracks when the train's coming and yeah. can jam. So,
no,
still
was,
don't remember that. I wish I remembered it better.
Basketball, beer pong.
We'll play again this summer.
No, we won't.
Get tough.
Yeah. More in football pads.
That'd be hilarious.
I went through a tree in that game, too.
I don't even remember this shit.
And then Ferger left during that game.
Well, he was carried away.
He was whisked away. You know, talking about Ferger and McKenzie, somebody told me they signed somebody really good on their team.
Good. Ooh,
yeah, the little kid from Ace.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Val, yeah, it was you, wasn't it, Val?
I saw that facial expression you had when you said Ace.
Rest in peace, Ace.
Well, Emily, let's ask you a question. Are you and Blaze okay?
Yeah, we're fine.
Okay, so Daryl Carr did broker the peace.
Yes,
we're okay.
He did his magic.
There's nothing
his
he
magic.
Can't do, you know that.
Is Blaze playing?
He did post not too long ago that he needed a team still. I don't know if anybody picked him up.
I doubt Emily called back to him.
No, she definitely didn't.
What team would I invite him to be on?
I don't know.
Maddie's Angels?
Maddie's Angels, yeah.
That would be hilarious. If you want to give us water, dude, that's super cool. He'll get it to you real fast.
You can shake up the champagne bottles when we win.
Yeah.
And what she's alluding to is there is no ace. Ronnie K will be playing, though. He's going to be playing on Vandalay Industries.
No shit.
What's that?
Another team.
It's a makeshift team. Remember the Milton boys?
Nope.
Vaguely.
It was Topper's kind of makeshift.
What happened was Dave and
Ronnie K. It's kind of like Santa's Secret Sauce, and Ronnie K. and Topper kind of did this thing just to get another team in.
What division are they in?
5, I believe.
Oh, so we'll see them.
Let me tell you something. While we're talking about the divisions, D5 is going to absolutely be the place to be. That
it's
is going to
be a lot of fun.
Easily be the funnest division.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got Tommy Hughes. You've got both girls' teams. The Bams are there. You've got Come From Behind, Hope and Ruin. I mean, there's some. It's going to be a war each week.
So much inappropriate hugging going on.
In the league?
And just D5.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be the best.
The only team I don't get
every week is Drunk Bowl.
I'm a little surprised UFO came up. I didn't get that one.
Yeah, they're not that good.
No, and they made the finals in D6, D6 could be okay.
Could be.
Dark Knights are back.
Yeah, is Lenny Elba back consulting the Dark Knights?
Maybe.
No, I need a yes or no.
Yes.
All right, cool.
Is Lenny staying with Public?
Emily?
Right now, yes. Right now, I'm with them for the season.
Who did they scoop up?
I honestly don't even know. I've talked to Tommy Hughes like twice.
Liar.
I don't.
He's so full of shit.
I don't.
You're the most full of shit.
No, Big Paulie's on sabbatical.
You know everything.
We know Botch had the freak masturbation accident.
He broke his wing.
He hurt his wrist.
Was it his left or right?
What?
Inflicted by Tiger. I think
Botch, you're talented.
Was,
I don't even want to know how that happened.
Doing it at the same time.
Next subject.
Botch fell on his wrist in football.
I heard it was something different, but that's okay, too.
Broken wing.
Unless he was masturbating while falling. I don't know where you guys...
It can happen. Maybe.
Right.
Okay.
Sherry, do you ever laugh when you hear the song "She's Like the Wind"?
I do every time.
Every time I hear that song, I think of freaking
Sherry
and Baccio.
That's the best one.
I miss doing those videos. We used to have so much fun. Well, Topper would get an idea, and then he'd get the music, and I would write them.
We're not doing
poor
Botch. This weekend.
He's always like the first person. Like whenever a new girl like comes to the league or something, or she just is all of a sudden famous. Baccio is always the first one to get picked
on. No, I have new friends who are starting in the league.
Oh, no.
I don't want them to have a hard time.
Stop it. Mike Baccio is not that bad, but for the record.
Oh, and incidentally, Mike Baccio for TSL Executive of the Year.
Read it.
That's garbage.
You got a text from Baccio?
No, I just got one of these like weird messages from a dude on Facebook.
Please read it immediately. Well, what's the dude's name?
Don't say his name.
I can. It's not even like English. No.
Is it someone?
Oh, so it's Emily.
No. Is it Emily's hat?
Isis Emily.
Isis Emily.
Emily with.
So I'm going to skip over because it's super long, but it's something about how he has tickets to some show and he called me.
Jeff Durham.
He said, "Hey there, Colgate." And then he wrote, "I know this is way out of left field and short notice, but I was wondering if you'd like to attend a show with me tomorrow evening."
I just received
a couple
tickets to the Jeff Dunham
Plus
show.
Plus, you seem like a cool chick and your personality is hotter than a $2 pistol. Pew, pew.
You can tell that from a picture.
So no, did he type pew, pew?
He wrote pew, pew.
All right, Lenny, we're going to go to the show where we start giving love advice.
But also said he doesn't have very many female friends.
This is the worst thing in the world.
Which is bullshit.
Shocker.
Yeah, can we have like
Are you
going
to go to dinner prior?
He wrote pew, pew.
Pew, pew.
Can I see that?
Yes.
Mother
of pearl.
I can't even stand it. And no, I am not going to dinner.
Yeah, can we give like the men of the TSL love advice?
Yes, I'm part of this.
I gotta ask a question right here,
worst.
Right now. Sherry, you could say no.
On what planet?
What fun would that be, though?
What planet does
could we have some fun with this?
Work?
What?
Yeah, can you actually message him back?
Why don't you message him, Jack? What did you have in mind?
Jack, did you say Jack or back?
Message him, Jack. Maybe his name is Jack. We don't know right now.
This text says, I don't have any female friends that are ... Let's see how you put it, quote unquote neutral that I could ask.
Here's a great idea. Let Emily respond first, and then Val after that.
No, let Joe K respond first, because it'll be the best one.
Just say, hey, what's up, Aquafresh? ... What are you thinking?
Yo, Crest,
what's
how's
up,
it hanging?
Listerine?
I swear, like, these people are so weird.
What up, halitosis?
What? They're so weird.
Well, they're listen, if some random stranger...
What up, Colgate?
That's what you get for having a Facebook.
He could have called me Crest White Strips or something.
Do you know who it is?
No, well, no, he's just sort like, of. Like,
okay, my point is, you said, hey, Colgate, like, did you fuck and you like left your toothbrush at his house?
No, we have like a mutual friend.
What up, Oral B?
But like, I don't know you. I've never like met you in person.
Question?
Sure.
How'd you get the nickname Colgate?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Definitely your fucking teeth, man. Come on.
Yeah, but I would have preferred Crest White Strips.
That's terrible.
I don't use Colgate.
Gentlemen, if you're listening out there, she said Crest White Strips. And oh, by the way, her eyes are brown.
Yeah, they're not freaking blue. Glocky.
The fuck? Sick. Seriously. How could you not know the color of a girl's eyes, especially if you want
to? He was like, dentist before goes, you, baby.
Yeah, he's like, I know so much about you. And I was like, really? Then what color are my eyes? He's like, they're blue. I'm like, no, they're brown.
And you're like sitting across from the table?
Yeah, right. We're like,
I would have just said
apart.
Lifeless.
I hope this boy does not listen to the podcast.
I hope he does. He's going to learn something. He's not going to creep
out another
fucking
female. He's never going to show up at football.
Good.
Fine. It doesn't affect my life.
Someone that doesn't want to be my friend because I didn't accept your date, you should just...
That's
never mind.
Lame.
I was going to say something.
I think
awful,
you need to respond to the Facebook guy right now and ask him what he had in mind.
This is the best.
I mean, seriously, are we talking old country buffet or are we going somewhere nice?
Well, if I message him back, then he's going to think that I'm into it, which he's already seen. Don't
maybe
they
not.
See if you
not
read
necessarily.
It?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Like, don't you know if like they read it or something?
I don't have a Facebook.
Maybe. Sherry, what the hell? We're on. We're not even live. Text him back right now. Let's see what he says.
We are so live.
Okay, well, why don't you text him back and be like, hey, what did you have in mind? And then when he says whatever, no matter what it is, he could say, we're going to take a jet to Vegas. You could say, nah, it's not interested.
No,
that's
not my style. I'm going to Vegas with Walter.
I did that the other day.
Don't say that. Emily's going to get mad.
Emily,
wait,
can come with us. Wait, hold on.
Wait.
Ooh, here's the fight.
No, Walter does not love me.
I eat
not anymore.
Because I spit in his face.
On accident?
Yes, it was an accident. She spilled stuff on him, too.
Oh, I Walter, get over it.
He spilled stuff on me.
Well, you did it second.
He's a feisty little thing, but you know what? I did eat a 32-ounce ribeye in one sitting, and he said, if you eat a 32-ounce ribeye, I'll take you and a person of your choice to Las Vegas
did
with me and Lenny.
That person, yeah.
No.
Bring me.
No, but I
oh, my God, that would be so funny.
That's what I'm
oh, my God.
I'll take Joke.
Yes.
Or Vale.
I literally was sitting on a sidewalk.
First.
I'd be Facebooking everything going, you're never going
to
believe
this. Just committed to Joke or Val, but not Emily.
I know. How rude.
Well, Walter doesn't
what
want
did I
you
do?
There.
Walter doesn't like me.
Walter is going to have to love you.
Walter just rented the penthouse of a hotel. Sherry and Emily are fighting on the sidewalk.
Could
it'd be the greatest trip ever.
Could you imagine, though, if Emily and I went with you
Lenny,
and
that's
Walter
where you
to
die.
Las Vegas?
If you guys got in a fight in Vegas, I would be crying.
That's
we,
where you die.
We literally act the same and party the same. This
oh
is not okay.
Oh, my God. All right.
You two,
Lenny, I'm going with you regardless.
I'm sure you two have energy. You two would not be able to keep
Joe,
up with Walter in Vegas.
Luggage.
There's no way.
No.
Do you think that we can keep up with Walter in Vegas?
Nope. No one can.
I don't know. Walter's going to die.
In Vegas, no human being can keep up with that man in Las Vegas. Or his cousin, for that matter.
I want to try.
Well, his cousin once was up for 68 straight hours.
That's disgustingly awesome.
How many drugs did said cousin
none.
Have?
Said cousin.
Mm-hmm.
I made the mistake of drinking a bottle and a half a crown on the plane ride just to Buffalo or to Las Vegas. That
There's no
stupid.
Way that a human being can stay up that long without drugs.
No, he did not. I can swear he did not.
It's
he
a lot
was
of
up
five
for
energy.
Like 67 or 60. He literally passed out for like 18 hours after
well,
that.
Well, then he's a closet druggie.
No, he has like five kids and he got a break from them.
I know a lot of people that have kids that do drugs.
I'm he telling you, this kid. Guy does not do drugs. He's clean as a whistle.
So don't do drugs and don't have
or
kids.
Or whistle clean, though, if you're constantly blowing them.
Whoa, who are you blowing?
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Sorry.
What? Let's get back to you and Emily fighting in Vegas.
Okay.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
At the Bellagio.
We'll go to the Bellagio.
In the fountain.
I know, right?
Bellagio or Wynn?
It sounds like Clue, like in the fountain. Yeah. At the Bellagio.
The Bellagio is awesome.
Wrench.
With the candlestick.
I've got a lot of funny
with
stories from the Bellagio waterfall. Matter of fact, that's how Cookie Monster came to be, is the Bellagio waterfall.
Yep.
Yep. I've told that story a million
and
times.
And Little B's brother, right?
No, Little B's brother just happened because sometimes I have too much time in Google and Amazon.
The internet and Lenny, great combination.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what about football?
We have football.
Well, we're hoping to be playing on the 28th.
Yeah, I think we're going
to like we're going to play 9 weeks. Then we're going to have playoffs for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Okay. After that, are we going to have a banquet or not? Honestly, I don't know. I maintain that if Topper Stack football team wins, we're going to have a spring banquet. It's going to be the greatest one ever.
I want a goddamn bonfire.
Can't we you never show up for any of the banquets anyways, except like one. Thank God you saved my life. But
only... Yeah, that one.
Yeah, yeah, you're welcome.
One for one.
There was a life-size minion at the last.
Or I know.
Hey, where was the
why
panda?
Why do you think there was a minion?
I thought there was supposed to be a panda, too.
The panda did not inflate.
Didn't have air.
Topper.
It didn't inflate.
That minion was the best thing of my life.
Topper
was
awesome. Probably poked a hole in it with his...
I have a picture of it.
When this Topper showed me the panda, I think I still have the text. I said, now we need a minion.
My mic goes, why?
And I sent a, I just said, Emily, in one word. That's all I did.
Mm-hmm. I'm pulling up the pic now.
It was awesome. Oh, that picture's funny.
The wrong Chinese-Korean adapter, so it wouldn't work.
Oh, he was so pissed off.
As he should be.
Lenny.
I'd be super pissed.
Banquet 2018.
Yep.
Should have been there.
Can we get another marching band?
What? Well, we haven't got one yet.
Didn't we talk about it, though?
We know.
Stop ruining shit on air.
Like, we had a mariachi band.
We have done mariachi band. We've done Mr. Softy. We've done the National Anthem twice. We've done kilts. We've had a caricature. We've had a magician.
I want a fucking magic band.
You know what we have not done? I always wanted a clown that makes balloon animals, but I have not gotten my wish yet.
I'm pouting.
Well, apparently, a lot of people don't like clowns.
Even more of a reason to
fuck them.
I love balloon animals. No, we're not going to fuck
that's
clowns.
That's different porn.
I don't want to fuck. I didn't mean you fuck didn't clowns.
Really? Because that's not how it came off.
You pretty much specified.
Oh,
fuck
we
clowns.
Are so on Emily's team now.
Yeah, right. Go be nuts.
Emily wouldn't fuck a clown.
No, I would have nightmares forever, and I would need my own therapist.
Emily wouldn't do anything with the clown because the clown wouldn't have a discussion with her first.
Oh my god, no!
Because he's a mime.
Why are you a sad clown?
The poor clown sitting on the couch.
Yeah, right.
Have you guys seen It? Oh my god.
No.
What's
neither
it?
Have I. Horror the Stephen King thing with the clown.
Neither have
never
I.
Never seen a horror film in my life.
That's why I'm not seeing it.
Never will.
Have it you? Sounded terrible.
It sounded like she saw it. Have you guys seen It? Neither have I.
People scared me.
It seems like a thing I should never see.
People so like something I should never watch.
Stay away.
So what are we looking forward to this season? Emily, we'll start with you. Football?
Could you imagine fucking a clown?
Oh!
Yes.
I just threw up a little bit in my mouth.
It's funny as I'm looking out on this couch, I'm like looking at Emily, Val, and Sherry, and I'm like, Sherry's fucking the clown of those three. No doubt in my mind.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious. No offense. You are
what am
you
I
are.
Looking forward
it's
to?
It's not a bad thing.
Give me a red nose.
I am looking forward to playing with my old squad again. Tight ends in motion. We've had fun all winter playing, so we're going to have a good time.
How you guys do in the winter?
We did good.
Did you win?
One of the leagues we were in.
No, good for you.
Barely.
Val, are you on that team?
No, I was on the other team that beat them.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, Val's team won because they cheated.
Oh, did you cheat?
How did we cheat?
Pulling jerseys the whole time. My jersey ripped.
Sketchy.
My jersey ripped.
Did Val grab your jersey?
No, Taylor Pagano and Jay-Z both did.
Oh, yeah. They're holders. Dirty. Perpetual holders.
Yep.
Dirty.
Yep. It goes both ways. A lot of bullshit.
It went both ways. As always.
Dirty.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Sherry, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to not getting our asses kicked every single Saturday.
You're assuming that's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm going to ask the obvious question. Yeah. What if you guys do in D2?
Then we're going to D3 in the fall.
We don't have enough room.
Topper and Joe K are going up, so there's
then
tons of room.
Then we're going to D4, and I'm going to rock it in D4, so...
Quick question. In Vale and Emily are Maddie's Angels. Who's playing on Cunning Stunts? Do we know?
Like the RSS girls.
Yeah, okay. I'll be there.
You'll be there?
I didn't.
Who's quarterback?
Drew.
That's
Colasino.
Actually pretty awesome.
Well, I didn't think that we should be in D5, though. Because we're in D5, I think, in the fall. And we did okay, but I definitely think, because I feel like a lot of our games overlap, so we didn't have, like, our full squad all the time. So it kind of sucked because we were, trying to find girls.
Were you on that team?
Yeah.
I, like, never saw you play.
I know. A lot of the games overlap and stuff.
Team?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
So I tried to, I think I texted Brandy about moving down to D6, but I don't think that ever happened. I don't know. Lenny, you would probably know if it did or not. But
yeah, that I don't know. We have literally five new teams in D6. Maybe that's the reason why it didn't.
Yeah, but I feel like one of the, first, second, or third place teams in D6 should have moved up. And
well, UFO
we
moved up.
They did.
Yeah, and Tommy U is the top second, two moved up.
I don't know about third. Who was third?
No.
Practice squad? No,
third was practice squad. They're still
going. Okay. Because, I don't know. I just feel like we should be in D6.
Who did UFO beat that we thought was going to make the championship and they didn't?
Oh, they beat Salino, I think.
Yeah, they had a good year. That's right.
Yeah, Salino.
They didn't move up, though, right?
No, Salino stayed.
So do you do when you get new teams, do you guys just say, and you have no clue who's on the team, like you've never recognized
this
the name,
is really
do you just immediately
difficult.
Throw them in D6 and
no.
hope for the best?
Here's how it works. So when you register, there's a little icon and it says what division that you're in.
I'm,
so
I'm aware.
Yeah, you'll put it in and then Topper will get it. And then most of the time, if he knows the team, he doesn't care. But if he doesn't, he'll go right to me and he'll say, okay, here's who's on the team. Do you know any of these people? And a lot of times I do and I'll be like, okay, this should be here, this should be here. Sometimes when he doesn't, Vale's team, like, and you go down to D2 and then I realize who's on the team, you go right back up to D1.
Right.
Or it, those things
like,
happen a
like
lot.
Like a completely new squad. Like just,
yeah, we ask them what division.
D6,
we ask them what division and they'll tell us and then we'll go to them and be like I'll give you an example. AXA, perfect example.
Okay.
They're a team in D5 or 4, I can't remember which, maybe 4. Cody Williams is going to play quarterback. Well, I first heard of this and I'm like, no freaking way. Cody Williams is phenomenal.
I thought he was on New Gods.
He's playing wide receiver for them, but sometimes we'll give some, he's only going to play quarterback. It's him and his friends, like Zach Newberry. Zach Newberry's got that Witters team.
Yeah.
Zach's just playing with his friends. I think he's playing quarterback. I don't know how that's working, but
I don't know either, actually.
Cody Williams is going to play quarterback. It's supposed to be this fun team, so we're like, okay, as long as Cody plays quarterback.
I mean, the Tommy Hughes experience is like that. Like, Tommy Hughes plays...
It's all these new people with Cody Williams playing quarterback. Now, if Cody Williams, we told him if he plays defense or wide receiver, no, we're going to, you're forfeiting. But if he plays quarterback, fine. Yeah, we don't always get it right. Like, there could be some teams in D6 right now. It should be in D5.
Right.
We're not going to know. But sometimes we'll be like, hey, we came over from X or we're a bunch of people that just want to play football. We think we're here.
Chances are, too, even if it's a lot of athletic people and you haven't played this type of football before, you need to start in the lower division.
Absolutely.
My D6 team, when I first came, like, we were all pretty athletic, but we sucked.
I mean,
so,
look.
If you're coming from the other league, I usually say a league and a half.
Look no further than the Tommy Hughes team. Like, none of us are athletes except for me. And, like... Why I don't get the
bodybuilders besides
but like,
Joe.
Like the point, like the reason we're beating these teams who are younger and faster and
you know
definitely
the game.
More athletic. Yeah, it's
you
just knowing
it.
The game. So
systems.
Like, you have somebody like Cole who just says, "All right, we're going to run this route because they don't."
Joe, remember when you tackled me?
I could never forget it.
That's you guys always beat people up.
Yeah, Joe.
I loved every second.
You tackled me. What are you talking about?
Women.
No, that's false. She tackled me.
I'm pretty sure I rubbed you down while we were on
the
ground
together. Sherry's the victim here.
I am the victim.
Sherry's the victim.
I was blinking. No, she ran into me and threw me to the ground.
I really just, I like got in a 3-point stance when I knew it was Joe. I was like, he's not getting this football.
I caught the football. I just landed hard on the ground.
You did. We landed real hard.
What up, Colgate?
But general rule of thumb is, if you come from another league, we usually knock you down 2 divisions. So if you play in the other league's D1, we usually tell you D3 is where you need to be.
If they come from Game On, you can basically just ask Sticky at this point who they are.
Yeah, well, a lot of times we do. Topper will ask this person or that person. Every now and again, somebody will sneak by. I'll never forget, like, I want to say 2 or 3 seasons ago, Green and Associates had put a team in D2, and it had Bloomfield, it had Montesani, it had it had Micah. And I literally, I'm like, Topper, really? Like, because I don't always see it. And I go, why didn't you send this to me? And he goes, oh, look. And I go, you're talking about 2 or 3 of the greatest players in the history of the game in D2. Yeah, right. I mean, and then we told him no.
Does he just forget who these people are?
Topper lives in Topper World sometimes. Most of the time he gets it right, but every now and again, he's got 50 million other things going on.
Topper's just trying to figure out if he's dating or not.
That's true.
No, Topper's got other things going on.
Yeah, he's busy.
Being the CEO, CFO of a social college sports team or league is
like, not
for nothing. He's counting the toothbrushes in his drawer right now.
Yeah, 0, by the way. Weird, right?
I know,
but,
with no names.
He doesn't even have one.
Actually, boy names.
Now, Len, you and I have been buds for...
Jay-Z.
What did you say?
Jay-Z is not friends with Topper like that.
Do you think Jay-Z has
that you know of?
There? I mean, Jay-Z showered there. You think he's got his own toothbrush?
No, he does not. Topper
not
likes
there.
Chicks.
He moved. No, he moved since then.
Does Jay-Z know where that is, by the way?
Sand
new house.
No, Topper. No, Jay-Z does not know where Topper's new house is.
No.
Joe, do you have a question?
Remember the draft was
say,
closed.
Well, touching closed. On Topper not knowing who the hell people are.
Did Topper sell the house the same year that Jay-Z showered there?
He might have.
Yeah.
He's just
neither
confirm
nor deny that.
The for sale sign went outside immediately.
I'm over.
He had breakfast with him that morning and then put it up.
Jay-Z.
He's a sweetheart. But
how's he doing today, by the way? His besties leaving, isn't he?
Getting mad,
his
man.
Besties already
they
gone.
They moved a while
oh, he's gone already?
Yeah.
Last week.
He moved.
Is Joe okay?
Yeah, he was fine.
Okay.
He was more hurt by getting drafted in the 4th round of Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
I think he's more mad about not being a captain in Breakfast Club.
He did want to be. But. Yeah.
Girls only.
I got news for you. We almost did 5 girls and Jay-Z.
That wouldn't have been wrong.
We at the last minute decided not to, but
that's
almost
way
too
fun. Intense.
That would have been
awesome.
Yeah.
Jay-Z, actually, the color argument would have probably lasted.
He would have taken way
minutes.
Too long to draft. It
he would have
taken
fought
an extra
for colors.
Hour.
Oh, yeah.
would have been amazing.
Pink. He loves pink.
He would have demanded color swatches for each color, like been mailed to his house.
Oh, I wish I did that.
That's why I picked white.
I ended up with fucking turquoise, thanks to Topper.
They were great colors.
You were so excited for blue, too.
I know.
It's like
I wanted this,
the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's not a blue.
I wanted this, like, pretty royal blue, and he pulls the fucking turquoise on the
box.
She
did not give a rat's ass about her team. She just loved the fact that she got
I remember looking at him and being like, what? And he was like, what? And I was like, that's the blue that you got?
There's still a 52% chance that Topper just fucked it up anyway and picked the wrong color.
I'm pretty sure he did it on purpose.
I mean, that seems fair as well.
Sabotaging.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. After the fit I threw.
We got anything else? We're 55 minutes in.
I got a question out there.
Jimmy?
What's up, Jim?
Some of the people that we have here do play in those other leagues throughout the off-season of the TSL.
What up?
Is that over? Do we have a champion over there now? Who walked away? How did that wrap up?
So who won Mo's league?
Yeah,
my team. Who won Joe's league? Val's team.
And then both teams are staying intact coming into the TSL for springtime.
No, it wasn't my team that played.
No, that was just a conglomeration of friendship.
No, yeah, they're like a mishmash of people.
Yeah.
I'd say our championship game was pretty
sweet.
Two
of whom, like, died.
That was fun.
We were down by, like, what, 30? And then all of a sudden we were tied when Dave Baker had to score with, like, no time left to tie it. And then we had to go to weird overtime rules, which kind of ruined everything.
So my team was, like, a pseudo, like, Hootie and the Brofish tight ends in motion.
So Bro was there.
Bro was
the quarterback.
Bro's quarterback.
Oh, and they won, obviously.
Yes, we did on the last play of the game.
Going to be the season of Bro.
It went into overtime. Nice. And then Joe's team was, like,
it was me and Maddie, but he called it A&A, and then Ann showed up, and then Jay, Garrett,
DeAndre, Maggie, Casey.
DeAndre almost died that game.
Yeah, he got a concussion.
He ran head first into the wall, like Gus Frat style.
Yeah.
Like, we thought he was done, and he just stayed in the whole game. He said, if I stop moving, I might never move again.
But so we were down by, like, I don't know, whatever, 6 points, and we were on hour 5, one play. Dave Baker runs into the end zone. Garrett Beesing's covering him.
Garrett tore his groin.
Garrett allegedly falls.
No, he tore his groin. He tore his groin earlier in the game. That's why he kept coming off.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's out?
He's
not playing anyway.
Maybe the fall was real. So Bro's on our 5-yard line, throws a bullet to Dave Baker, like an outside catch like this.
Dave makes a crazy spinning catch for a touchdown to tie it. Because we had just taken the lead with like 13 seconds left.
Yep.
We were down, I want to say 31-7. We came back, we took the lead, and then they needed that to score to tie. And that sent it to overtime, which, by the way, all right, if we had overtime, what are the overtime rules again for us? I don't remember.
Sudden death, kill each other.
It's like college. I think you start from the 15 and you get 3 plays and one's going to
be agenda. We were doing what? We had a choice of 1 or 2 conversion and we got
extra
one shot.
Points.
Oh, that's stupid.
So like we went first and I think the ball got knocked out of somebody's hands and then they went and converted and they won. It was really.
So Emily, I got
to
ask you
a question. It was a bum way to end the game.
So Bro throws the touchdown and wins the game.
Yes.
Was the Klecky guy happy for his brother or jelly?
Very jealous.
Happy.
You sure?
He said he was wide open. He was so mad. They're going to work on it in practice.
I think he was happy that
he was happy.
Won.
Okay.
Did he do this?
I didn't
Well,
look
to
it,
be fair,
I didn't.
He was the only one that wanted to do the overtime. Everybody else said, let's just tie. That was amazing. He was like, no, we're doing overtime.
These two hand motions symbolize Eric.
For those of you that can't see, it's the hang
the Kona crush.
Yeah. Or the raise the roof. Yeah. But I was not looking at Eric. I was looking at Bro and Dave after that play happened.
Oh, how do you think he felt inside?
I don't know.
That's not true. You were staring daggers into Jay like, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, bitch.
Motherfucker.
No, all I saw was Dave, and he was really pumped. Bro was really excited. I didn't see Eric.
It's so hard to be mad at Dave Baker winning a championship.
I know.
Sure.
Dave Baker's guy. Like, that's why he's on the Neighborhood Watch Committee.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Because he's a good person.
He is a good person.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Daddy Dave.
Final thoughts. Curry, we're going to start with you.
Oh, Jesus.
We always go left to right.
I know. I'm ready to party next Saturday.
Like it's 1999.
I'm going to be there at 9 a.m. for Breakfast Club and then just be there till 9 p.m.
Nice. There you go. 12 hours.
I got some new friends I'm introducing to the league.
Oh, yeah?
So
who are they?
The one girl on Brew Crew, my friend Emma, and then this girl Alex somehow ended up on Jay-Z's team, but she's on my Breakfast Club team.
Poor
I know.
Girl.
But so, yeah.
Will she survive?
Yeah, she's going to have fun. She's a good player. She's on our Brunettes team. But, yeah, no, I have some new peeps there, so we're going to have a good time.
Nice. Do you think Sarah's going to get lost in the shuffle then?
No.
Okay,
Sarah's ready for action.
Nice.
Yeah.
She's
pumped.
Yeah, we're Yeah, Coach J is going to have her running routes before the season.
I'm going to lay my ass off at like 8:30. Like Coach J's there with like Tammy and Sarah and like 19 other girls, and they're all running like wind drills and stuff.
You don't even. We do like the W drill.
Can we start calling him Coach J?
Yeah, call him that. call him Coach J. Next person. That's all I have to
Sherry,
say.
Final thoughts.
Oh boy!
Welcome back.
I'm here. I'm excited to be in D2 where we belong. And not get our asses kicked every single Saturday. And hopefully. Yeah, right? Seriously.
I gotta ask the obvious question. What happens if you run roughshod through D2 and you go like 9-0 and win the championship and you gotta go back to D1?
If I know that we're going back to D1 in the fall, at least it'll give us a couple months to try and figure out a new team.
Do you like move to a new city or something and be like, no, I'm just done?
Actually, I might. I might just move to a new city.
Start fresh.
Give up on football forever. I don't know. Like, I'm really excited. I don't think we're going to, you know, kill everybody by any means. I think there's a lot of great competition in D2, and I think that...
Bros there.
Yeah, we have a good squad, and we're not going to get blown out. I mean, hopefully we can put up a fight against everybody.
Kevin Zach coming back?
Yes, Kevin nice. Zach will be back. Todd will be back. Russ, Taylor, me, Meg. So, we're going to have a good squad. I think we're going to have a lot of good people. It's just as long as everyone shows up. So, that's our biggest problem forever.
Yeah, that's always my question for you guys. So, you named your team. Like, what happens if one guy misses? Like, do you have somebody to replace that guy?
The sublist.
You know what? I only named the four. Russ,
okay, because that was a problem you guys had last year.
Todd, Kevin. Well, I think Taylor's working on a few. Okay. I was working on a few. But we're definitely just, those are the main core people. And honestly, the people that I did name were the people that showed up every single week last session. So
if someone's in D1 and D3, are they on the sub list?
Technically, no.
I'm just asking because it depends. There's a couple people who are doing that.
Here's the thing that, and it's so hard to explain, but in Topper handles this, not me, because this drives me bonkers. There are certain teams that have double teams, and there's certain things where we're like, okay, you can play in this team and this team, but I wish that we were back to the old, you play on one team and that's it. Like, I don't, gender team notwithstanding. You want to play on a gender team, and that's fine, but this, I play on this team, then I play.
It's a lot.
Because I'm the guy, you know why? It's easy for Topper to do that, but then I'm the guy that's got to listen to people, you know, cry every Saturday.
So-and-so does
well, this that. Guy's playing in D1 and D3, and I can't. And then I'm playing in D5 on a fun team, and then you know the team goes like 9-0 and scores 4,000 points and beats everybody like 66-6. And then I got to hear it
last season though that if people refereed constantly, that he would let them.
But it's still
like as a bonus.
It just doesn't make. It
I get it. Don't worry. I'm just saying.
It's just and like I said, no offense to Tommy Hughes. Like you guys were in D6 last year. I thought that was a joke.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm like really.
Well, you say that, but then the year before that, we lost half of our games, and then. This year it just kind of
smoked by
out.
The angels.
It's just stuff like that drives me nuts. And it's not just you guys. I'm just too many times I see it. And I'm like, really?
We moved up. We're not gonna win the fucking D5 championship.
No, you guys are where you are now. You're right where you should
that's
be.
Fine.
I think you guys are right in the division.
We're gonna
you should
have fun and get drunk and
nothing wrong with that.
It'll be a fun week for people.
Agreed.
And take Uber home.
Yes, everybody take Uber home and call 627 top because your opinion matters.
And if you punch someone in the face, bring them yellow roses.
You really should.
Common
we're talking to you, hung buffalo guy. Like Emily wants her roses.
Have better reflex.
And who else? Who else beat you up
to? We have to go over a list of people.
Gordon.
Yeah, Gordon, you bring yellow roses. No, actually, yellow roses, what should Gordon bring? You bring chocolate, because chocolate, we got roses, we'll cover
caramels.
Caramels.
Covered caramels.
She want covered caramels.
The chewy kind, not
he's
the, like,
a big fan of
kind.
You right now.
Okay. Gordon, Emily, you're making progress. Val, final thoughts.
I'm looking forward to the season starting. I think it's going to be fun, even this Saturday, whatever we end up doing with everyone.
Rumors are, and real quick, not to cut you off, Topper wanted to do some kind of makeshift happy hour Saturday. So if you're listening,
I'm
I think
down.
Topper's like, hey, let's just all go to the bar and whatever happens,
noon.
Happen. No, literally, like if you have nothing to do,
show up like
you were going to come
there.
Play football,
like
buddy, you're
gonna
be there, let's just go to the bar and see what happens.
Yeah, I'm so down. I look forward to the season starting.
So the very least,
Sherry, that is the Rose Garden on Whirly Avenue.
Is that where that is? Thank you. I'm only showing up there if we have a bond.
Sherry was supposed to show up and play football on Saturday. I'm waiting for the excuse she's going to make not to show
fire
up.
Fire for the record. And we were just at Topper's house, and he said he was going to start having fires at his house after games if people wanted to go. He's
seriously?
Got to
his house is
oh, my
so
God.
Far.
Let's have a party
so
at Topper's.
It won't be until like 11 o'clock when everybody gets out of the bar.
Get there?
Let's do it.
Uber. They're going to be the sponsor.
Uber.
An Uber to Sanborn would be like $100.
Oh, it's not that far.
Not with six people.
Every time I'm there, like, if I finish my game and go up to the bar and, like, start drinking, I always, like, either my mom calls or like a friend or something, they're like, what are you doing tonight? It's Saturday, you know? And I'm like, okay, what time do you want to hang out? They're like, 6, 6:30. I'm
Bullshit.
Like, yeah, I'll be there. 6:30 rolls around. I'm like in the middle of like partying. My phone's like, I don't even know where. My keys, I have no clue. Oh, okay. My wallet's
Newman
gone.
Has it?
Yeah, probably. But then, like, honestly, like midnight rolls around. Like, Vale, Emily, you guys can vouch. Like midnight, 1 o'clock rolls around. And before you know it, it's like 2:30 in the morning. You're like,
my friends
okay.
know better than to ask about
I just that. Had an idea. Yeah. Bee's brother needs
crazy.
A job, right?
The it Rose like, Garden is such a blast. Yeah.
What if we bought a trolley?
It
we called it the Topper Trolley. And Bee's brother,
like
picked people up at
tails.
The Rose Garden, drove them to Topper's house, and then drove back to the Rose Garden. Like, we did this like every 90 minutes.
That'd be amazing.
Like, is everybody great. Driving in the Topper Trolley with Bee's brother?
Like a rickshaw.
That would be kind of funny. Vale, any more final thoughts?
Oh, God.
No, for the record, we did not try to put ourselves into D2. Topper moved us down for a little while.
How'd that make you feel inside?
I was mad. I want to be in. I didn't think we should be in D2.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
As I look to my upper left, I see a big giant silver cup that has not left
DJ
the building.
Jimmy?
There are rumors swirling that you were supposed to win that.
I was. Where was it? I was at the banquet. I won
it's
a
now the 5-star cup. We're going to have to give you something else. We actually gave you the table instead.
I got a table.
That's for
that
being at the bar, right? Like, best table. At the bar? Is the jukebox finally working? Like, what's the deal here? Because it wasn't working in the fall.
We'll get right on it.
I was pissed.
I feel like I remember dancing every week.
To the music in your own heart.
Yeah. Oh, you are so going to have Get At It with Pauly Shinta. We've got to have a dance-off.
Hell yeah. I wanted to put him on my Breakfast Club team so we could choreograph something.
Also, Pauly Shinta wants to do like a TSL karaoke thing at this VIP karaoke place, and he's been texting a lot about it.
Yeah,
and I think it's
going
to be awesome. Apparently, you can like rent a room.
That does sound pretty sweet.
What? Yeah.
Can you do 80s and you could dress up in your 80s garb?
Absolutely.
That would be kind of funny.
Do that anyway. That'd
be fun. That was a given.
That'd be funny as shit. DJ Jimmy, thoughts?
Have the sub rules changed for spring?
No,
officially.
Just the name of the list.
No, I mean, dead
well, we
serious.
Are. The list is getting changed.
Such a sore subject. Did you have to bring it up?
Yeah, I definitely want to go there real quick. Talk
Life
to me about
ruiner.
The sub list and how the rules are going to be for spring.
Well, we've named it the Emily Curry Memorial Sub List. Thank you, Joke. And essentially, it's going to be the same thing. Thursday, 6 o'clock, you got to send us an email to Topper, or sublist at toppersports.com. Basically, ask us who you want on your as your sub, and we will send you written permission if you can use that person. Now, you have to follow the normal division rules. If you don't want to follow those rules, you can go to the universal sub list. We will tell you who the players are, what divisions they qualify for, but that also must be in writing. So last year it was more, well, they're on the sub list, I can use them. No, I want you to still email us, even though they're on the sub list, just tell us, just because we don't want anything abused. And even if you're on the sub list, we don't want you playing 27 games a day. We want it just to be balanced and everybody playing by the rules and everybody's going to have fun. So that's what we'd like you to do.
All right, next question for you. When are final team payments due?
Oh, that's a good question. You
Talk
think it's week
to
two.
Topper.
Yeah, call Topper, toppersports.com. Your rosters have been by week three.
We're sitting on April right now. What do you maybe by like Memorial Day?
Well, week three is probably going to be July at the rate
by
we're
July?
Going.
I know, right?
I would say by week three, week four.
Like
usually people are pretty good
we're
with that
have
stuff.
We're going to have one season this year. It's just going to be like spring.
20
and
week
fall
season.
Design.
Let's do this.
Let's do this. It'll literally be, make a year round business.
Ball.
And here's another question for you. One of these weeks, as the season comes closer to an end, maybe, I don't know, halfway, three quarters of the way through, could we get up a poll on the website should and maybe hard. Try to find out whether or not we should have that end of spring league bash
Absolutely
outdoors at the garden?
Always
we always
let
try.
Let people
we
vote
do a
on it and actually
crab
see.
Bake.
I mean, one of the biggest problems right? we've always run into for many of these years here has been people actually showing up. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot. You'll get 200 people to say they want to come. And then at the end of the day, everyone's got plans for this
well,
weekend.
We've done two.
Rearranged the league for the plans this way, that weekend. You know what I mean.
Two things happened. Actually went both ways. One year, we said we're going to throw a banquet, and basically 150 people told us they were going to show up, and I think 108 showed up. And then the next year, 110 said they were going to show up, and 160 showed up. So we had to go both ways. I remember the one year the Rose Garden
you
looked at us
ways.
And they went, whatever, go fuck a clown. So we literally had them get grills and we had them. They were so mad.
Go fuck a clown.
They literally had to get like grills out because they did not have enough food, but they made it work. Yep. That was the year Tammy introduced us to fire twirling.
It was fantastic.
I love you too, by the way. We're still friends, Sherry. That was
whatever.
I know.
Yeah. We still have very hard line rules about parking on the street, though, too, in front of the place.
Don't do it.
Don't do
yeah,
that.
So
how hard is this?
Call
so
Uber.
We're going to go into the lot. We'll go deeper.
Baccio's not playing. Call Baccio. He'll park your car for you if
he'll
you have a problem.
Is there
need something to do.
Any credo?
We're going to make him park cars.
Is there any credo to the rumor about ref fees being up $5 this spring?
No, they're just 20 as far as I know.
Still 20.
Yeah.
So it is rumor.
Yeah,
not,
I didn't. I think,
fact.
I think our fees are fine, and we try to keep them as low as we can, and everybody's happy. And
all right. So the last thing I have in closing here is after the banquet, went out and dug through my coffers, and every week that I am available, and if I'm not available, we do have a guy that's willing to come out by
nice.
The name of DJ Alex. So if you don't see me, you'll see him.
Terrible DJ name.
No, I think it's pretty
Alex.
Awesome.
All right, we won't send him out.
No,
thank
we're
you.
Sending him out.
No, that's fine.
We got Topper and his speaker. We're cool.
No, oh, I want Alex.
Nope, too late. Joe's got you covered. So we've got these. I grab my hooyahs here in my hand. I only have one of these for the banquet, but I'm going to keep these in the bag just because who knows where Topper gets things from. This one is the Europe Middle East electric converter. The next one is Great Britain. The next one is North America, South America, Japan, and Caribbean. And the next one is Australia, New Zealand, Fiji, and China.
Are these for the panda?
So I've got the coverage for panda or whatever else you want to do.
Nice.
I only had one of them. Thankfully, at the banquet, Axel came to the table.
Yes.
He brought his universal. And we unfortunately couldn't inflate that. Panda.
Hopefully we can bring him to football and inflate him. Yeah. That'd be kind of awesome.
Pretty cool.
Cool. Thank
just got to stake him down. So
we'll make it work.
I'll be hanging on to these in your back pocket. That's all I got.
Joseph of K, final thoughts.
I mean, it's kind of funny because like usually this is the point where I talk about how I'm excited for football and I'm ready to like see my football family again and everything's really cool. And not to totally be a buzzkill, but I'm going to do it. Like one thing. Like,
bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Joe K!
So, like, when I think of family, I mean, just yesterday, like, my cousin passed away, and, like, don't do drugs, kids. But he passed away at the age of 27, and he was one, you know, I'm lucky to live in a family where, like, we're super close and the cousins and stuff, so he was more like a brother to me. And unfortunately, as he grew up and started getting into some heavy shit, you know, we had a real big falling out, and I didn't really talk to him too much, and it was kind of a bummer, but at the same time, I was so mad at him because, you know, it doesn't matter what he did. It happened. And now, like, I got that text where it's like, Robert passed away, and it's like, I'll never get that chance to make up for it, you know, like, make up amends with him and fix that. So it kind of sucks. So I guess my advice to the however many people are listening to this is, if you're, you know, if it's somebody who's close to you and you guys are fighting and you're not talking and for whatever dumb reason it is, you won't know until it's over that, like, it's a dumb reason, but you need to, like, fix that. You need to make amends as soon as you can because you never know when your last day is your last. So find people you love, hug them, and I can't really say much more. So, Lenny.
As I heard that, I could only think one thing. Emily, Sherry. Was it worth it?
We are making amends.
We're working on it. We're going
we love
to
each
couples
other.
Counseling.
Thank you. Hopefully, Joe's K's words resonate with all of us, especially you two. If you see Emily and Sherry at the football fields, give them both a hug. Tell them that they can do this together.
Yeah, give us encouragement.
We're not two-faced bitches either, guys.
They will be friends.
What?
We know they're going to fight. Nothing can stop that, but we can prolong the inevitable as long as we can.
I love all y'all. See you soon.
Except Emily. So, in closing, thank you, Emily. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Vale. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Joe K. April 28th is looking like we're going to start 56 teams. Hopefully, we're going to have a hoot, holler, and good time.
Football immortality.
Yes, we will be here next week. We will be here the week after that. Yes Breakfast
Club
start.
That's a question. Does Breakfast Club get pushed back again?
No.
I don't think so.
No, I
think it was a t-shirt
today.
Thing.
Let the games begin.
Yeah, I asked Topper today. He said it starts on the 28th.
Sick. Yep.
So, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week, and hopefully, we'll see you on the 28th. Good night.
I love you, Emily.
You don't mean that.
Thanks for listening to Western New York's home for all things social co-ed football. We'll be back next week, and so should you.